This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. COVID-19. Top Biden health officials, Politico reporting, increasingly concerned about the rise of a new variant in the U.S. that appears to evade existing treatments used to protect immunocompromised people from severe illness. The variants, known as BQ1 and BQ1.1, have spread swiftly throughout the U.S. in the past few weeks, now account for more than 11% of all cases nationwide. This is CDC reporting. I welcome Dr. Henry Miller, a physician of the Pacific Research Institute, who brings to our attention that the BQs, as Henry tells me they're called, are Omicron, just as you always worried about Omicron these last years, and they're spreading very quickly. Henry, a very good evening to you. You've taught me that transmissibility, infectiousness, is the critical determinant for whether an Omicron variant will survive or not. Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening, John. Well, The BQs, which there are two, BQ1 and BQ1.1, are more transmissible, more infectious. That is, they spread more rapidly than their predecessor, Omicrons. And that's a problem because, as you and I have discussed many times, the danger of being infected with the COVID-19 virus is a matter of probabilities, and so it depends on the characteristics of the virus. It depends on the immune status of potential targets, and it depends on the behavior of potential targets. How people act, whether they isolate, whether they wear masks, whether they're vaccinated and boosted with the most recent bivalent vaccine, and so on. And we're seeing a confluence of bad circumstances for all of those. So we have a more transmissible virus. We have immunity waning from vaccination in people who have had only the two original vaccine shots, or even one booster, because the uptake of the new bivalent COVID vaccine is really pretty dismal. It's just around 5% or slightly above that in the U.S. And people, in many cases, as you well know, in your part of the world, have started to act as though as the president unwisely said, the pandemic is over. It's not over. We're expecting a major surge as people go indoors during the winter and are continuing to be cavalier about taking proper precautions.
BA5 is said to have been the dominant Omicron strain in the U.S. before, so I'm presuming BQs are the fresh and sinister virus, COVID-19. So riding this wave, looking to the future, my memory is that you have been very careful in these last years explicating that there's no certain end to this, that the variants, the subvariants could go on being created somewhere in the world and sweeping back over us. Is that still understood to be where we're headed, a future of now and again we have a new variant?
Absolutely. And some good news about the BQ variants is that they're of the same lineage as BA5. And so we expect that the bivalent vaccine, which contains an antigen specific to BA5, should also confer good protection against the new BQs, which makes it all the more imperative that people go out and get that bivalent vaccine. To answer your question more directly, you need to remember how mutants arise. With every infection, there are billions, if not trillions, of new viral particles produced as the virus replicates in the host. And with each replication, mutants occur. Most of them are neutral. Most of them are pretty silent. But occasionally, you get one arising that confers greater transmissibility, or even worse, greater virulence, more severe disease. And then Darwinian evolution gets to perform its magic on these new variants, these new mutants. And if there is one that's more transmissible, it then starts to proliferate, and that's where the BQs come from. The danger is that in the U.S. alone, we're having hundreds of thousands of new infections a day, with virus replicating like mad and providing new mutants for Darwinian evolution to do its thing.
We have a report from the Commonwealth Fund, and I read the relevant passage here that sounded positive when I first read it. As of October 3rd of this year, 68% of the total U.S. population has been vaccinated with a primary series, but fewer than half of fully vaccinated individuals have received a booster dose. Only 36% of people age 50 and older have received their second booster dose. But Henry, what you're telling me is that it doesn't matter whether you've had your primary or your secondary. The BQs are going to walk through that protection. Is that correct?
Pretty much, John. There's very little immunity conferred by just those first two doses, particularly against these new subvariants of Omicron.
And because of that, what is to be done? So we turn to the remedy. Masking, yes, N95 masking. Be careful washing your hands. Especially if you're over 50 and have pre-existing conditions. And get another booster, and we're expecting these boosters, especially over 50. I'm speaking to my cohorts. We're expecting these boosters to come to us every so often, every 6 months or something like that, Henry?
Well, we don't know that yet, John. It depends on what exactly are the characteristics of the new subvariants as they arise. It might be that if we continue to have derivatives of Omicron BA5, as the new BQs are, that the currently available bivalent vaccine will provide good protection for a while down the road. We just don't know. This is all a matter of probabilities. Mutagenesis, mutation is random in most, so we don't know. But that Commonwealth Fund analysis provides very important information about how important getting that bivalent vaccine, the one that's currently available, is. They did estimates of lives saved, averted hospitalizations, and infections, and found that if we were able to ratchet up the uptake of the bivalent vaccine to about 54% or so, we could save 75,000 lives by the spring. We could avert 750,000 hospitalizations and more than 20 million infections. And the last of those numbers is very important, because if we avert 20 million infections, we probably are also averting about 1 million incidents of long COVID, which puts tremendous stress on our healthcare system, to say nothing of individual suffering from it.
Dr. Henry Miller, physician at the Pacific Research Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.